What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Andrew Murphy.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
I've been better. I've been better.
Hopefully not because you're mad at me.
No. Let me just correct you. My mother has 5 biological children and 2 stepchildren. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Wait, what are you? What are you?
I'm number 4, actually.
I gotcha. So, dude, what the hell is with this guy taking a piss on your mom's headstone every day?
Well, it's a beat that stems back to 1974, 75, 76. I'm not 100% sure. He's my sister, one of my older sister's biological fathers.
Correct.
So, you know, he denied that the child was his, never wanted the child to be born. He actually ran into my sister a couple weeks ago and saw her at a CVS. Now, that's the only contact we know of in 40-something years. He saw my sister.
Okay, Michael, just real quick. Yeah, just so we're clear. Listen, I know you don't know the rules, but I do. You can't cuss on the air. That's the only thing.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So he saw her at the CVS, and she was like, I live right down the effing road. What's with you?
And he turns around, I wish you were dead. I wish you were never born. All types of ugly things. And I think maybe he started doing the urinating and leaving feces at my mother's gravesite maybe a year or two ago. I'm not 100% sure. He could have been doing it for the past 5 years she's been gone.
Right.
But I know for a fact that it's been going on for at least a couple months. But I think it has something to do with, my sister, did her DNA, that 23andMe thing. And he has kids that he claims that are his with his crazy wife that goes in with him.
Susie Loser.
And the thing is they have kids. So I think they might have confronted their parents and said, hey, who's this girl that's saying it's my sister on this DNA?
Oh, boy.
And it's probably just blew up from there. And, again, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I don't know what kind of man. I mean, I got to go to work in a few minutes. And, I relieve myself here.
Oh, look at you all bougie. Look at you going at home. Hey, the one part that nobody can make any sense of, and we did talk to an officer from Georgia, actually, and he was like, uh-huh. It's one of those cases where he believes that unless, the cops see him doing it, they won't do anything because it doesn't rise to the level of, like a heinous crime. No disrespect to you. I'm sure it's infuriating, but it doesn't rise to, that level where they're just going to take the surveillance and go arrest him, that they just have to see him.
Well, the thing is we went to them every couple of days, every couple of weeks, showing them pictures. He's at this cemetery this time in the morning. So I just took it upon myself to go there after I know he was there 3 or 4 days in a row. I said, maybe I'll catch him this morning. First shot, boom, I placed the camera on a tombstone, a little further away. And I got him. And, again, I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, I don't, I just don't get it, but again, I understand there's so much going on in the world right now. The fabric of society is breaking down dramatically. And, I understand this is a petty thing to some people, But, you know, so me, I'm going to do my best and keep pushing forward to try to, you know, maybe pass some type of legislation or something so that something like this comes with a mandatory sentence of like a year. You know, when it's rest in peace, not rest in piss.
Well said. Hey, I got to get a shirt made. That's pretty good.
You know.
And by the way, the picture of you with that I saw, I think the Post ran it. The picture of you, I saw the picture and I was like, I would not, no offense. I was like, I would not mess with this guy. Mikey looks like he'll take your face off.
Well, the thing is, you know, my sisters, my wife, when we finally got the full video, I was just going to take it upon myself, you know, because I basically was a very violent young. Anybody in these neighborhoods around here, Bergen County, knew me and my brother. We were like probably the most violent people. Oh. People called us from the towns to come fight for them, you know, where we were brutal guys, you know. But I mean, I met the most wonderful woman 20 years ago. We had a baby and I, you know. And then, you know, again, she sat here and begged me, you know, my sisters, they cried and said, please don't, you know, because it's me that, you know, I own a house. This guy doesn't even own anything.
Right.
I can't sue the guy, you know, like, I mean, I own a house. So, you know, I work hard. I work 7 days a week. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, the guy's lucky because I think somebody else would have. I mean, I've had cops tell me I would have killed.
Right.
Or better man.
By the way, it sounds like 20 years ago, you and your brother would have killed him.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a question. I mean, I have friends that I grew up with that my mom was like their mom. My mom was a neighborhood mom to everybody.
Right.
You know, so like people that are just like, let me do it. And, you know, I'm not condoning nobody to do nothing. You know, I just want it done the right way. I just thought that I mean, I don't know what more the police want. I mean, do they want like an upshot close? Does he have friends? Janet, I don't know.
Well, listen, here's what we need to do. Let me make sure that I have your phone number. If anything changes in the case, obviously I want to know about it. And then just from looking at the picture, let's go Yankees.
Well, it's funny because, you know, secretly and behind the scenes, I was always a Mets fan.
All right, got to go, Michael. 20 years ago, I'd have whipped your ass.
Oh, go ahead.
20 years ago, I'd have whipped your ass.
Thanks, brother.